Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys. It's Saturday morning, and we're live and local in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, morning, Jop, and good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Cumulus Radio Network, and we are just having too much fun. It's Saturday morning. What else are you going to do other than plan your grilling day? And, Jop, we got St. Paddy's Day coming up, and, you know, my wife is like a quarter Irish, and if you're at least, even if you've kissed an Irish girl, you're part Irish, so I'm kind of part Irish now.
Awesome. So what are you doing for St. Paddy's Day that's fun?
Well, we're going to have to go down to Quinn and Tui's. You know, we're doing the ultimate sports show with Bakita, and right after that, it's just about a three-iron away.
That's right.
It's right up Plainfield. So Quinn and Tui's legendary place. We're going to cruise up there. And
Billy will be on a little later in the show.
He's coming in, so. And here's your quintessential Irishman, you know, big bruiser. He could have been a Chicago cop.
Yeah.
Officer O'Malley.
You know, there's a lot going on in town today. The Gildas Laugh Fest is in town. That's the 10-day comedy show. Today's the third day of the 10-day show. If you can't find, or if you don't know anything about that, get on the internet, and it's laughfestgr.org. Check it out. There's over 200 shows in the next 8 days. It's going to be a great thing. I attended one last night, had a great time, but a wonderful cause the Grilling Guys are behind. But get out there and support that and have a laugh.
Yes.
It's what it's all about.
It's a good deal, and Jop, it's near and dear to his heart. His bride Judy is heavily involved, having battled with cancer. If you know anybody involved in that deal, your heart has to pour out to him, because that's a torturous disease.
Yep. We also have a little love-hate thing going on this weekend, is that we got the spring ahead. You're going to turn your clock ahead this evening. You lose an hour, but the love part about that is that when I get home at night, I've got about an extra hour to grill.
An hour,
because it's you know, right? It gets dark later. Love it, man. So when I'm done working, I don't have to do the grilling in the dark. Fantastic.
That's like when you're traveling and you go out west. It's the same effect.
Yep, it's the first sign of spring, man. When the clocks go ahead, you know, we're looking at the weather, going to be 70 degrees 2 or 3 days over this next week. If you're not getting your grill on, you're missing out, man.
Look at this. You're giving me goosebumps, man, talking about spring.
I know I am. Let's talk a little bit about the Grilling Club, too. We've got our first meeting on Wednesday, the 14th. It's at 6:30 at Schmoe's. We're going to be this will be the ceremonial first meeting of the Grilling Club. The Grilling Guys, if you're interested, go on thegrillingguys.com and sign up for the Grilling Club. The Grilling Guys are going to buy the meat, and the Grilling Guys are going to buy the first beverage while we're at Schmoe's if you show up.
That's right. It's actually at 6 o'clock at Schmoe's. I stand corrected. Okay. I told you 6:30 earlier. 6 o'clock at Schmoe's. It's on Patterson Avenue, right next to the Ice Arena. So, it's going to be great. It's the perfect venue for our inaugural Grilling Club. And I'm going to on-air ask Tim Sobey, would you please join us out there Wednesday at 6? Teresa, if you're listening, he gets a pass. Or come with him.
All right, well, coming up in the next hour, we've got a new brewery in town. We're going to break it down. We're going to finish up that Jeff Foxworthy interview. And our friend Billy Quinn from Quinn and Tui's Irish Pub is going to be with us. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.